One More Turn, Episode 1113, Together Apart.
Bella?
Mother? Don't touch me.
Under the circumstances...
I'm likely to snap and hit the next person who tries, even you, despite everything.
That's probably the nicest thing you've said to me in years.
She hasn't had many years to say much of anything to you.
You had that coming.
Why are you even here, either of you?
I asked them. Which of them called you? Both of you?
Actually, I texted, but that's not the point.
Speaking of point, how is Hudson? Sorry, that was in poor taste.
You're not wrong.
Resting. The surgery was a success, but they're keeping him sedated to heal.
How do you know?
Hudson and I agreed to be our mutual emergency contacts.
Replacing me. I think it was Riley before that. Wow.
I'm saying something right there. It was never me.
Or me. That was supposed to be a joke, you two. How's Garrison?
Sore. Doctor popped his shoulder back into place, but he's been discharged.
How do you know that?
In a roundabout sort of way. It seems Garrison's emergency contact is Hudson.
Not the mother of his child?
I thought you would have been his contact. Aren't the two of you a couple?
If Garrison had a way, it would be a throuple.
That's not how swinging works.
Oh, wait, then you're a swinger?
No, just Garrison and his wife. She is his wife, right?
The mother of his child? Well, yeah. They've lived together since just before Garibaldi was born, so they've long since been in a common law marriage.
I haven't felt this nauseous since the second trimester of my pregnancy.
Second? Most women who get to that stop after the first.
So, like you, not that it was a choice either way.
Oh no, not me. I carried Bella to term without any such unpleasantness.
You just chose to do that yourself after she was born.
You know, you remind me of the boogers I used to catch Bella flicking away as a...
Mother!
For saying that to her, or for telling the story?
Yes!
How are Barry and Kingston? What? They were there too?
Who cares? They caused all of this.
Well, Hudson was involved, so not the only...
Stop. Just stop. I see the glare. If you want me to stop interrupting you, then you stop.
I care.
Max, was it? Last time I saw you, Pedro was picking me up in his reboot.
No, that was the time before that, 4 seasons ago. Came to volunteer for your mayoral campaign.
Which Pedro ended up winning. Wild. Also, not relevant. I see your glares.
I left in such a hurry, I forgot to take off my slippers and put on my shoes. It was either that or ask my mother-in-law to look after Mora and Nax while I was gone. I know I made the right choice, but I'm getting tired of gliding across these hospital floors.
Your mother-in-law? Wouldn't Nara... Okay, speaking of glares, it seems that's not a topic of conversation for the here and now.
Kingston's nose is broken, Barry has a black eye, and both are in police custody.
The police? Reese and Avery didn't mention anything about that.
So this hasn't hit the media yet, or you just haven't checked?
I limit looking at the news to twice a day. Once in the morning to spoil my mood, and once at night so I can't sleep. It's 3:30 in the afternoon, so it's between cycles.
Probably the only cycle you've had in over a decade.
For fudge's sake, is what Hudson would say if he was here. Conscious. In this hall.
Still too good for profanity.
Still a bitch from what I hear.
Okay. There are too many cooks in this kitchen. Sure, that's something Hudson would probably also say if he were part of this conversation. But he's not, so I'm saying it for him.
You still hold a candle for him, don't you? If any one of you asks what a candle is, I'll...
First, I'm going to tell you to leave, Reese. And Evelyn, you can leave right after. In opposite direction.
Had Evelyn and Reese ever been in the same scene before?
You mean space. What difference does that... Trying to distract me.
And myself! Kingston has been arrested for assaulting Hudson and Garrison.
Garrison?
He tried to defend Hudson. It's how Barry got the black eye. He was going for Kingston.
It's Barry tried to defend Kingston, I'm presuming. How'd he break his nose?
At the end of Hudson's fist, before Kingston put him on the ground and didn't get up.
What was this all about? I heard your brothers approach Hudson and Garrison. We're apparently eating lunch together? I have a lot of unanswered questions. And anger.
I don't know what started this. I haven't been able to talk to any of them about it.
I think that was your phone, Max. What is it?
It's Reese, texting me from Hudson's phone, it seems. She must have his passcode.
They're saying something else again, not something he ever told me. I expect my number is still in there, but not surprising she chose to text you instead of me, given I just told her off. But what could she possibly...
Garrison's been arrested now, too, for assaulting Barry. She just witnessed it outside Hudson's room when Garrison came to visit him.
My marriage is in ruin, yours is on the rocks, one of your brothers is arrested, the other detained. My most recent and frequent ex may not be himself when he wakes up. My mother is disappointed, father distant, uncle arrested. I need to play a game. Join me?
One More Turn, written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick, edited by Dark Cloud, directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance: Evelyn, voiced by Hannah Codex; Bella, voiced by Annalie Cartamandua Barney; Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Rades; Avery, voiced by Jennifer Lund; Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. One More Turn, Season 11. OneMoreTurn.net.